I'm here at the American Ethanol New Holland Producers Club here at Absolute Energy in Lisle, Minnesota. With me is Rick Schwark, who is president and CEO of Absolute Energy. And Rick, what I'd like you to do first of all is just tell us a little bit about Absolute Energy.
Well, we started in 2006. We're owned by 470 local residents. 70% of those folks are farmers. We've had great economic success here, and we're very proud that those economic dollars are staying here in our local community.
Well, tell me about the production here at the plant.
Well, we make about 350,000 tons per year of distillers grains, high-quality livestock feed. We make about 4.5 million gallons per year of non-food-grade corn oil. That's used for livestock feed, poultry. The poultry people love it for the color of the yolks. And we also make 125 million gallons per year of ethanol, domestically produced ethanol replacing foreign oil.
And what would you say? You talked a little bit about the economic benefits of ethanol production in the country, but talk about your local community. How has this plant helped out this local community?
Well, when we started in 2006, you know, land values were, I'm going to say, $1,600 to $1,800 per acre. Today, land values are $12,000 to $16,000 per acre. The net worth of this area has increased, you know, untold amounts. I'd have to, you know, you'd have to do the math, but it's in the billions of dollars just locally. Their annual farm incomes have gone from, if you were making $50,000 to $250,000, and that's occurring locally. Our success, you know, we've paid out significant amount of distributions. That money, most of those checks go to within a 30-mile radius of the plant. So, you know, it has a real impact on southern Minnesota and northeast Iowa.
You've made a real point here about making sure that the producers who are involved in ethanol, involved in agriculture, really make their voices heard, particularly as far as federal policy is for ethanol. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuels Association, our Renewable Fuels Association, they're working tirelessly every day in support of agriculture and the ethanol industry. But there's nothing like the grower himself. Talking to his congressman, it really does have an impact. So we encourage all the growers and local residents, or even if you work at the auto dealership in town as a mechanic, you know, talk to your congressman, you know, when he has his town hall meetings, and talk to him about the need for, you know, rural economy and how important the ethanol industry is to the economics of your area.
Now, we're here at an event with New Holland, which has shown great support for the ethanol industry. What do you think about this event, the Producers Club, and what it means for the producers in your area that supply your plant?
Well, it's a win-win-win situation. You know, New Holland is the largest producer of agricultural products in the world, and their support of the ethanol industry through their growth initiative. No other major equipment manufacturer has stepped up to the plate like New Holland has. And we're trying to help support them as they support us.
Do you have good support here from the people who are not involved in agriculture? Do you find yourself still having to explain ethanol to people who aren't in agriculture or aren't the farmers who aren't around here?
I think in rural America, most people have a very good understanding of the importance of ethanol, how it's made, and they understand the distiller's grains. We have a lot of livestock producers in the area, a lot of hog producers, a lot of cattle producers, a lot of dairy, who benefit greatly from having this great source of animal feed at a competitive advantage. And you see that across all the Midwest. You know, I think Iowa cattle numbers are increasing about 11 to 12% per year. And that's very important because it's very important from a sustainability of agricultural perspective to get that manure from those animals back on the ground that grew that corn in the first place, as opposed to shipping it off someplace else and those nutrients not making their way back to the soil. So that this trend of livestock coming back to the Midwest is not just good for the Midwest, it's good for the planet.
How do you feel when you hear some of the misinformation about ethanol there, especially when you're talking about DDGs, about 40% of our corn crop going into ethanol production when so much of it comes out in the form of DDGs? But how do you feel about the misinformation out there?
Well, it's about market share, and the oil industry is very powerful, very large, and they're doing everything they can to maintain their market share and monopoly on the fuel distribution system. I'd rather, much rather, be in my shoes than their shoes, because the facts are on our side. You know, propaganda has a short shelf life. So, when the American consumer is polled, they see through that veil. They understand that, and that's why 80% of the population in the United States want E15 available at their pump. There's a reason for that. They understand it's the cleanest, cheapest, greenest source of octane that they have available for their fuel.
And it gives them a choice at that.
Yes.
Rick, is there anything else you'd like to add?
It's just a great day. I'm very pleased with the turnout. You know, it was a great day, a great crowd, a great event. But, you know, talk with your congressman. And thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Here at the New Holland American Ethanol Producers Club event in Lisle, Minnesota at Absolute Energy, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.